Yeah, brother. Hello and welcome to episode 131 of Wada Hockey, the podcast where we talk all things Texas hockey and the culture and stories that surround it. Before we dive into this week and this week's episode, make sure to follow us on all social media platforms, all at Wada Hockey, as well as follow along with us and all of our great writers over at wadahockey.com. They have been crushing it. We're super excited to finally have the website up and running.
Absolutely. Jason has been. Shout out to Jake.
Yeah. Dude, and Jason's been crushing it, running the
dude, I'm Manning. So behind, though. I feel so bad to them. I feel so bad. I'm so behind.
It's all right. This is a public apology, so I'm sure they accept it. But the writers that we have been awesome. They've been super excited to be on board and get some articles out so you guys have some additional content. I also want to say our intro song is so good. Shout out to Redline Drive and my buddy TJ. TJ's actually a really good skater. He's like a really good hockey player. I guarantee you. Actually, you know what? I'm going to see if he wants to come on the podcast soon to talk a little bit about the music and hockey. He's a Red Wings fan. I know. He's a Red Wings fan, though, so we'll have to get around that. But regarding today's episode, we have been super lucky over like the last month to have just awesome guests join us and tell us their stories about their off season, what they've got going on. A couple of guys from the Americans here and there. We caught up with LA Grissom, which was awesome to talk to him again. Josh Bogorod, just really appreciate all the time that these people have given us. But we need to talk about the Dallas Stars because their preseason has officially begun as of recording. We usually record these on Tuesday nights, but I might be on the ice tomorrow. So huge thank you to Pat and Jason. It's just the fellas tonight. Shannon's been doing the old hockey coaching, getting her kiddos primed for midseason. I think they played a couple games already. I could be wrong, but we are going to talk about all things Dallas Stars as they absolutely throttled the Arizona Coyotes last night. But before we do any of that, we got to catch up with the gang because it has been a while since us three have been on the podcast together. Pat, starting off with you, how have you been? Tell the people about your life and how you're doing.
I'm doing good, man. Just, you know, same old, same old. went to a concert last week for my birthday, and that was super fun. Got one this week. Steve's artist of choice. That one will be super fun. Going to see Pink on Friday.
Oh, are you going to wear pink?
I bought, well, she bought a pink and black with skulls and flowers, like, button up on it.
Oh, okay.
All of the actual, like, pink merchandise was not really in my wheelhouse, but
no shit.
Wanted to wear something pink. Yeah. Imagine that.
I respect that. So tell us a little bit. We were talking about this before Jason hopped on, before we started recording. I feel like we've got a couple, if not a lot, of listeners that have similar tastes in music as us. And you got to see Sleep Token this past week. I'm just fascinated by the show itself because those guys look like they put on a phenomenal show.
Right.
The music is really good. It sounds almost identical to how their albums sound.
Yeah.
It's more theatrical than their album, obviously, because of the whole mask bit and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they put on a really good show musically, artistically. They're pretty emotional, which is kind of odd, but that's just kind of
give like Midwest emo vibes,
but like gothic.
Yeah. Right. Gothic emotional.
Like Hawthorne Heights, but make it gothic.
Yeah.
Make it Slipknot or Gwar.
Yeah, a little bit. But it was at the Bomb Factory. The factory.
Factory, sir.
Yeah. But the line, we got there at 7:45, and the line was wrapped around two entire blocks and into an alley. And we didn't get into the actual venue until 8:40.
That's insane.
And it was worth it. We didn't sit or didn't stand like in the lower section. We went up to the balcony to try and avoid the crowd a little bit because it was jam packed and humid as balls because it had been raining. So everybody's like drenched and sweaty and gross.
Hey, but how about that rain though?
Yeah. We needed it.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. The fan base is kind of strange, but you know,
what fan base isn't a little strange when it comes to metal music?
Yeah, that's true. But generally nice people. So it was a lot of fun.
Nice. Yeah. And I told Jason, I told Pat, because for those that are listening, you know, Pat just had a birthday and he is officially in the 30s club. And you're going to start getting to the point where you you prefer drifting to the back of the venue. And, the crowds are nice, but you always want to get back a little bit and have your own little space and, you know,
just enjoy the view.
The concerts are so loud. The music's so loud. Why did they have to have it so loud?
Can they turn it down to 9 instead of 11? Like, does it have to always be 11?
I did have a I'm getting old moment on Sunday.
When you stood up?
Kinda. No, that was Thursday after softball. I was like just doing basic running and hurting.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
But on Sunday, I played again for a corporate challenge in Plano.
And oh, yeah.
Stretched my hammies, stretched my groin, hip flexors, all that. Pulled a quad.
Still hurt. Oh, it's always the ones you forget about.
It's like I've never had quad issues in my whole life. And that first game, the one muscle group I missed and just tightened don't up forget- on me.
Yep.
Don't forget to potassium up, man.
Yep. Get you that banana. You
more potassium.
Eat a banana. Sorry, Jesus. Eat a banana before you go in there, man. It works. Chef's kiss, man.
Public service announcement for all of our over 30 listeners, which is probably most of them. Eat a banana. Get that potassium in your system, even if you have to take the supplement. Get that potassium in.
If you had Pokemon Red on your Game Boy Color, go ahead and eat that banana, bud.
Yeah, you are entitled to financial compensation.
Yeah,
feeling very targeted.
Go ahead and stretch before any physical activity.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or if you wear my dumb zone P1s at D1s, H1s, whatever the hell they're called.
Dumb fucks.
Dumb fucks is right. Yeah. Or if you pull your back trying to do your dishes, like. I don't know if you're on it at all, Patrick, but Dan messed up his back like doing the dishes.
God. No, I missed the origin of that story, but I did hear Dan's sick burn on Jake where he went to the doctor and he said, the doctor asked me, he said, have you been carrying a podcast lately?
Well, that's Jason, everybody. Jason, how are you, sir? Have you pulled any muscles doing any chores lately?
No, but dude, I am really sore now.
Okay.
Since we've I don't know, man, but I got into mountain biking.
Okay. Interesting place to do it in Dallas, the home of the mountains.
Dude, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of views here in Dallas. Like there really are. Shout out to Dorba, by the way. Good, great people. Anyways. So I got into it over this last like month or so, and like, dude, it's been working muscles I've never thought I had. I've only been like a handful of times, and I'm just like so fucking sore in my arms. I'm like, why? I rode like I was using my legs the whole time. Wrong.
That's what your body wants.
Gripping the handlebars.
Yeah,
dude. Yes, like death grip it sometimes. And rip it. Dog. But it's been fun. But life's been great, dude.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about, I mean, we're talking about music. Do you want to talk about Blink-182 and their two new songs that they released and how it basically had us all in shambles?
Yeah. So also, if you had Pokemon Blue on your Game Boy Advance,
Like, you know this ahead. Band.
You, I know you. How did you guys enjoy this song? Like, I, how many times did you cry during One More Time?
I definitely teared up like for the first couple of listens, and then I was just like, all right, this is them. Like, this is the rhythm that they're going with. I love it. Both of the songs were phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the fact that we get, I think it's, so they came out with Edging, so that's three. There are 14 more songs, right? Because it's a 17 song album.
I think so.
So 14 more songs that we haven't heard, but there was a TikTok where they basically played a couple of like the first 5 seconds, and it just sounds so good. Like peak Blink-182 before, like they got kind of in a weird place with each other and then eventually broke up and whatever his name was.
Tom being a weirdo. Like,
Tom being, yeah, well, he was
right. Dude, no, no.
He was right, though.
Yes, there we go. There was nothing weird about it, dude.
Yeah, it was weird until the government was like, hey, it's not weird anymore. Well, aliens are real.
Yeah. Sir, they are just UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenons, is what they're referred to.
Yeah.
But yeah, One More Time, like, as I started listening to it more, like the first couple times it was just on, you're like listening to it, but you're not really listening to it, right? Because you're driving or where the hell you're doing.
Yeah.
And dude, as like I started listening, I was like, what the man? Like, it's I deep. Just started like getting like super like, you gotta like, do you have to die? No, bud, you don't have to die. You don't have to die to do that.
And then the music video of them basically revisiting every iconic venue and iconic music video they did. You just kind of go back and you're like, oh, I was in my best friend's room. We were watching stupid videos, listening to this song.
TRL Live, dude.
Yeah, like it's
for real.
That was such a well-done music video. They even got Travis to like make vocals, which is huge. Sing?
Yeah, he made his Travis vocal debut. Travis is
producing the whole album, I'm pretty sure.
That's awesome.
Did you hear that his son put out a song too?
Did he really?
Yeah. It was good. He's a guitar player though. No.
He was the opener for the Blink show, Jason.
Oh, did I miss it? Is he in Turnstile? Yeah.
No.
No, Turnstile is separate from them. God, I love Turnstile.
I thought they had two openers in Dallas.
They might have
missed it. I only saw
Turnstile. We were at the bar most of that time.
Classic.
Yeah.
But he did. Caught, his like, son definitely did open for them. In Arizona, because I had a coworker that went.
Damn, it's sick. But well, yeah, these new songs, I mean, they're definitely giving me like Take Off Your Pants and like self-titled vibes. Like,
yeah. That we're getting an Anthem 3. That's the song I'm probably most excited about that we haven't heard yet. You know what we haven't heard yet, Jason?
What's that,
Since
dude?
It's been so long. We haven't heard about those phenomenal bags over at Conway and Banks. That's what we haven't heard about.
Dude, you know,
it's been a while since I got to go.
They're so great. It's been a while. You guys can go check them out over at conwayandbanks.com. They make premium quality bags that are built to last. Matter of fact, they last so well that I've even just like switched back from my green one to my Golamp red one. And it's chef's kiss. And it's just as good as like the day I got it. And it smells just as like leathery as the day I got it. It's just perfect. It's got the giant waterproof vents on the side that keep all your gear nice and like cool and well ventilated. It's got removable organizers. Oh, Jesus. Sorry, dudes.
Leave it in.
The water's like
leave it in
coming up.
Leave it in.
Sorry. Sorry, Conway and Banks.
It's all right. They'll forgive you, but the bag still works, and that's what matters.
Absolutely. Through because all it's got that. Those removable organizers that keep all your gear organized. And yeah, man, it's got the best part, my favorite part on it, is the foot mat that comes out, and it keeps your feet clean and nice and well protected from those nasty locker room floors at most of the Star Centers. You know what, dude? No, major props, Star Centers. Richardson's kind of getting their ass in gear. Like, they're making progress. I'll just say making progress is what. Let's take it for what it is.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that. Yeah, making progress.
They're still a step forward.
Yes, exactly. So major props there. At least when I went in the other day, they were like, oh, you're in Richard, or you're in red too? Oh, all right, cool. We just, finished painting shit in there and cleaning up, getting rid of all the mold. So I was like, all right.
Heck yeah, no mold, baby.
Or just no mold
November, here we come.
No mold November. But yes, guys, go to conwayandbanks.com. Get 10% off using code WANAHOCKEY10 and get your gear to the rink in...
It's been a while.
Did you guys hear that? That was me getting my groove back.
Yeah. Stella. Stella's got it. Okay. I'm gonna knock these two out before we jump into the Dallas Stars and the absolute thrashing they put on the Coyotes and how we're all excited about it because they weren't the only team that put up a touchdown in Dallas yesterday. Hey, if you're looking to get out and on the town and play some hockey, have some beers with some great people, then look no further than Third Line Hockey. Third Line Hockey is your go-to for beer league drafts all over the world, quite literally. I think they're doing one in Scotland for Halloween with custom jerseys for each tournament that specify to whatever region or state that you're playing in. They look great. They give you shorts. They give you socks. It's the whole thing, all included with the fees that you pay for the draft. They make you look good. They make you feel good. They make you play good. So head over to Third Line Draft. That's DRAUGHT.com and get signed up today. And then don't forget to play every day with Nice Mitts, the perfect fit beyond the rink where athleisure meets hockey. Nice Mitts brings players a complete lineup of hockey athleisure apparel and ultra light pro level gloves. Speaking of, introducing the Pro Series Mitts, designed for players who want a pro level style protection with the ability to feel the puck like never before. The PSMs are the first hockey gloves that are machine wash friendly. Now your gloves will stay fresh and look new for every single shift. Check them out at nicemitts.com. That's NICEMITTS.com and score 10% off at checkout with WANAHOCKEY10. Okay. I don't want to dive too deep into this. I do want to give some gratitude to all the listeners, all the supporters, friends and family. If you follow me on Instagram or any social media platform, I'm extremely grateful and humble. And especially if you've listened to the podcast over the last 2.5-3 years now, I have accepted a position with the Allen Americans to become their new head of digital media. I will be basically creating content for the Americans fans, giving them updates. I'm so grateful for the opportunity, so grateful to the organization for extending me the offer. Obviously accepted it without even a second question. And honestly, it wouldn't have ever been possible if it wasn't for this podcast and for the people that have been a part of it for the entirety and just recently over the last couple of years. It's been wild. So I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody. Nothing's going to change on the podcast. We're going to continue to do the same exact stuff that we do every week. We're going to bring in some more players. We're going to bring in some more front office people around the sport that create content, anything that we can think of to get more and more people on the podcast. Nothing's changing on that front. But this is
probably can't cuss anymore. Like on
maybe
the
just
podcast.
Not as, I don't know. We should be fine. It's a separate entity. I do want to pivot. I'm going to go full 180. This is so, so wildly off the beaten path that I have to ask you guys because I've been downright chastised.
Oh,
okay. Let me paint you a picture. Let me write you a story. And this is pertaining to a particular condiment that is very much in touch with the theme, the name of this episode, the ketchup, because we haven't caught up with the Dallas Stars in a while. I'm a big fan, as we all are, of Whataburger spicy ketchup. And as you all know, as anyone that's a fan of Whataburger knows, you can go to the store now, most stores, and buy all Whataburger condiments off the shelf, right? In bottles. When you go to Whataburger and you order a spicy ketchup, does it come out refrigerated?
No.
It comes out room temperature. So I ask you that to ask you this. If you buy a bottle of Whataburger spicy ketchup in this instance, can be regular, and you open the bottle at home, do you then put the bottle in the refrigerator or would you rather put the bottle in the cupboard or the pantry? Because I am not a refrigerator guy when it comes to this particular condiment, Whataburger spicy ketchup, because it doesn't mimic as if I were at the restaurant. and I've done this for years now. Basically back when you could only find it in HEBs before HEBs ever existed in DFW. And so I'm still alive. I'm in relatively decent health. I think it's just recommended on the bottle that you put it in the refrigerator after opening. So I bring the question to you, gentlemen. Am I insane for thinking that I'm in the right to keep my Whataburger spicy ketchup out of the refrigerator after I open it in the bottle?
Can I take the science road here?
Yeah, I mean,
I think I have the answer.
Yeah. Please take the science.
And why it's kind of different for restaurant, the ketchup you get at the restaurant,
right? And
compared to the ketchup. Oh my gosh, I'm struggling. I'm having a stroke today. I don't know what the compared to the ketchup that you have at the house, like okay. that you have in a bottle.
Okay.
There are certain preservatives that they put in it to keep it fresh for a longer time, given that they give you a bigger amount. Whereas at the restaurant, they have the individual ones where you're going to use it right then and there. Because once you expose it to air, that's where like certain properties happen and exchange the gas. I don't know. I don't know all the science behind it, but that's kind of
okay. And that's completely fair.
Pop the top of it. Like that's kind of what happens. You expose it to air.
Okay. Like that. And now allow me to retort, Pat, before I ask you that same question. I have had, and this may be a shame on me, and that's fine. I am a sauce connoisseur of sorts when it comes to fast food sauces. Right. I'm sure we all have fast food sauce drawers. Yes. Where if we get extra sauce,
yes, we do.
Yeah. Prime example, Taco Bell. You know how good a Taco Bell is going to be based on how much extra sauce they put in the bag, no matter how much you ask for. Prime example, the one closest to me, I said 5 hot, 5 fire, 2 fistfuls of each.
And they added a 0 to the end.
Yeah. And I'm fine with that. That's how I know it's a good Taco Bell. Okay. There has been an instance or two where I've gone in and I've been out of said spicy ketchup or regular ketchup from Whataburger, either way. Mind you, all other ketchups are inferior, in my opinion. That's why we are on the Whataburger ketchup train. And it has morphed. It has changed colors and gotten darker. And I've said, uh-oh, that's no longer good. And it's within a couple of months of getting it, but I haven't had that issue with the ketchup in the bottle. And I get the big bottles. Believe you me, if I'm going out to get fast food or if I have anything that involves ketchup, I'm using Whataburger ketchup every time. I'm not using this Heinz. I'm not using whatever other ketchups out there. I'm sure In-N-Out doesn't have, In-N-Out doesn't have their own ketchup.
Heinz.
And I mean, that should settle that debate right there. But Patrick, am I in the wrong here? Am I some kind of psycho to think that putting the ketchup that I'm used to having at room temperature in every scenario that I get it outside of my own home in the cupboard and having it in the same fashion that I would in the streets?
No, I think you'll probably be okay as long as you're eating it or using it within like 2 months of buying it.
Three months
maybe.
I've come to the conclusion if it's not changing colors and getting darker, yeah, like the ketchup that has obviously gone bad, then I'm in the clear.
I would say if it doesn't have a dairy aspect to it, then it's probably okay. Like the ranch, you after you open it, you have to put it in the fridge.
100%.
But I think like ketchup, mustard, barbecue sauce, if you put barbecue sauce in the fridge, mm-hmm, like those are all probably fine to leave room temperature.
Yeah, it's the vinegar in it, because vinegar-based sauces are the ones that you can keep out.
Yeah.
That it's totally okay to do that. And so like, ketchup is one of them, mustard. Yeah,
I've had the same bottle of Worcestershire sauce in my sauce cabinet for like a year and a half. And guess what? It's still fine.
Yeah.
Because it's like 80% vinegar.
And it's still hard to say.
No, yeah, I think you're okay.
Yeah, watch your sister.
See,
it's not dangerous enough to really get heated about.
Right.
You don't have to die on a hill like here.
But would you see? I feel like, yeah, I do with these particular friends, because they're going to go back and listen to this because they're like, you need to ask your listeners. And I'll even make a poll about it on, if I have to, on the Wada Hockey socials and see what people think. I just, I don't think it's that outlandish or crazy.
Definitely not.
And I'm sorry, I don't like cold ketchup. And here, you know what? You know what? Now that I'm on the topic, now that we're really invested in this, I want you guys to think about when you go to a burger restaurant, like a sit-down burger joint or a Chili's. They don't refrigerate their ketchup. It's just on the table.
Yeah, they just leave it out. Although that may be different.
It's probably refrigerated in the back.
You have
to put it out daily.
Yeah, and you have to assume that they refill it periodically.
They do, but they don't do it with refrigerated ketchup. Source, I served tables for like 12 years.
Okay.
And you're not supposed to marry the bottles. That's a big no-no. So, those ketchups, you're not supposed to marry the bottles.
So like if one's
empty, you're realistically part like of the law because you don't know, like an expiration date may be different on one than another one. Heaven forbid a ketchup bottle doesn't last, you know, last at a burger joint for 8 months. But you know, that's something else I want people to think about in this scenario, if you will, is if major chain restaurants are putting their ketchup on the table and letting it sit out in room temperature, why am I the psycho? Why am I the forsaken one here?
I think it's a matter of personal preference.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean,
I'm glad we had this conversation.
Yeah. I don't really like ketchup too much in general, so I really only get it from Whataburger. And even then, I go for the ranch, but...
Yeah.
It's the only condiment that goes on a hot dog.
That's a whole different discussion for a whole different day.
We can discuss this. Yeah.
Maybe next week we'll go into the proper condiments and toppings that are supposed to go on a hot dog specific to where you're at in the country.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I'm glad we had this talk because I also now feel validated because I can go back and tell them next time you go to a Chili's or an Applebee's, don't go to Applebee's. But one of these chain restaurants that has ketchup, they don't really refrigerate those bottles. If they're supposed to, they don't. That being said, we had some hockey last night, finally, here in the States, because Finland and Ilves have been playing for almost a month, maybe a little bit longer now. They've been killing it. They've hit a little bit of a cold streak in Liga, but doing well in the Champions Hockey League. And Les Lancaster doing his thing, putting up goals, assist points. There's no surprise here. But the Dallas Stars are officially playing hockey again as we gear up for the 2023-2024 NHL season as they kicked off the preseason against the Arizona Coyotes on Sunday evening. The Coyotes, though, didn't put up much of a fight as part of their roster was in Australia wrapping up the Global Series game against the Los Angeles Kings. That being said, the Stars' performance was nothing short of dominant. They outshot the Coyotes 50-11, including a pair of goals from Logan Stankoven, one from Curtis McKenzie, Scott Reedy, Antonio Strangis, Thomas Harley, and Sam Steele, rounding out the evening. Just a couple of takeaways. The prospects, they're shining. Stankoven in particular, Strangis had a good game. Stankoven with the two goals, like I said just now. Are we going to see this guy on the opening night roster? I mean, if he can continue this streak, I don't see how you can not put him on that roster.
I think he'll probably get the Wyatt Johnston treatment without...
Okay.
I mean, he doesn't quite have as much of an opening as Wyatt did because of the depth pieces that they added and because of Wyatt solidifying himself on that second line. But I think if Craig Smith doesn't really show that he's worth too much... statistically, I know they're not asking him to put up points too much, but there are other gaps that he could have. If he doesn't perform like they expect, I could see Craig Smith being a healthy scratch and Stankoven taking his place on that line, on the fourth line with Foxa and Delandria, who could probably cover for him a little bit from a physicality standpoint, because Foxa is a pretty physical center and Delandria is the second coming of Corey Perry at this rate.
Yeah, he's like a honey badger.
Yeah, I love him so much.
That being said too, don't discount now Stankoven is 5'8". He's a stocky kid, But don't discount him, because he, in the Traverse City Prospects Tournament, he threw the body around, which I like to see. I would think him and Delandria is a good pairing, because Delandria is that good example of like, hey, I'm not the biggest guy, but we don't let that affect us anymore. Like, I'll throw the body around. If you throw the body around, we've got Foxa backing us up. You know, at any given time, you could have Essa Lindell and Hawk and Paw, both well over 6 feet, I think 6'3 and 6'7 respectively. So you do have the opportunity for them to throw the body around if they need to. So yeah, he's playing so well.
Yeah. And even when we interviewed him, what, a year and a half ago?
Yeah. Like, which hopefully we can get him back on before the season starts. That's the goal.
And just hope that NHL media relations has not gotten to him, because he was fantastic, and that would be a real shame. I was going to say one point about Ty Delandria, because I had the same misconception. He's not that small. He's 6'1", 200.
Is he? Oh, geez. He just, surprising. Man, maybe it's just because of the perspective. He doesn't
seem that big, but he's like, I think he's just bulky. He's thick.
That's fair. Thick boy.
Thick.
Three C's.
But yeah.
So
I'd love to see Stankoven up there.
I think, like I said, he's got to continue to play well, but I really genuinely think that he is going to earn himself an open night roster. Now, Jason, we do have like a big influx of talent with this team right now. It's a great problem to have. Maybe not so much. Actually, I take that back. Even on the defensive side, where we did kind of lack in the playoffs last season, you know, you've got Liam. I'm going to get his name wrong for the first probably month. I think it's Bischel, Liam Bischel.
Yeah, I think that's right.
The first round draft pick from a couple of drafts ago. He is already playing. That's a great sign in itself, because he had, I believe it was an ankle issue, and he's already back on the ice. He's already in training camp, skating with the team. So, Jason, kind of to propose this question to you, aside from Stankoven, who are we going to bring up? Because there are so, I don't want to say, I mean, we are essentially top heavy with this team with so many guys that are pros. One of them, and I put this question next, is Jordy Benn. He is on a PTO right now with the Dallas Stars. It was very weird seeing him in an 81, but, you know, who do you feel like might be down in the AHL come be season beginning?
Probably Maverick. Maverick. I'd like to see him up here.
I would love to see him up here. I think he might be one of those that's a fringe guy.
Let's see how this preseason goes, dude.
Yeah, I mean, then you got Antonio Strangis. He had a goal last night, but again, he's, in my opinion, I think he's more of an AHL guy right now.
Right.
And then in the next couple of seasons, assuming we still have his rights, you know, he fills a slot for when, you know, heaven forbid, a guy like Jamie Benn or a guy like Tyler Seguin, their contract, they end.
Just doesn't
and they
work. Don't come yeah.
Back. Yeah. Which, let's be honest, if it's going to be one out of those two guys that leaves, it's probably going to be Seguin, just because Benn has the legacy. He is the captain.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's faithful and he's going to stick around no matter what. But yeah, I think, you know, guys like him. And then those, like, you look at the names from last night, Curtis McKenzie, no offense to Curtis McKenzie. He's a great player. He's a hell of a guy. He's AHL bound. He's their captain. He's the Texas Stars captain until his career is over, in my opinion. But like Scott Reedy, did not expect him to get a goal. Sam Steele, I'm pretty sure he was brought in to be more of a two-way guy than anything, or just a depth guy, you know, maybe scratch him every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
We're just top heavy, and that's such a good problem to have. I don't know. I don't know.
What was really great to see is like all those names scoring, even like without – with everybody who was out for the Stars too.
Yeah.
Pabs, Benn, Sags, Rope.
Didn't have Rope. No Robo.
Robo, Miro, Wyatt.
I mean, it was, again, it's hard to gauge the particular performance on the ice. Not saying that it wasn't a stellar performance, but you were essentially playing a bottom three franchise with essentially half their roster.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad that they won 7-0, because I would have been more concerned if they hadn't. If they would have won by, like, you know, 1-0.
One or two, maybe.
But you put up a tutty.
that's going to be something to look for in the coming season, I think, because correct me if I'm wrong, but there were quite a few games, and maybe I'm confusing the year before with last year, but quite a few games where we played down to the level of the teams that we were against, and it got better than the previous year, but there was still really perplexing games where it's like, we're so much better than them. Why is this happening?
Yeah, I feel like we did kind of fall into those trap games a little more often last year. You know, we did have a pretty weird schedule where we did play a lot of hockey seemingly back to back, you know, home and home kind of situations with a lot of teams. But I think if you look ahead to this season, not only do you have an influx of youth, you have an influx of wisdom, because not only do you have the guys like Ben returning, Sagan, Pavelski, you know, Robo and Hintz, they're not quite there yet. They've still got another 3 or 4 years, but they are maturing right in front of our eyes. Miro is one of those guys where I think he aged quickly mentally, but then you have that influx of youth like the Stankovens, the Wyatt Johnstons, the Thomas Harleys, those kind of guys. You know, Bischel, if he's able to get the nod on opening night and be on that roster, you have such a unique balance of we've been there and we want to be there. And so that in itself lends to such an exciting team to look at and watch this season. I mean, you look at a lot of these preseason rankings with different media outlets that cover strictly the NHL, and almost all of them have the Stars. I've seen Stars at number one, but almost all of them have him top four. And barring any injuries, knock on wood, we've said this before, I think probably the most important guy that needs to stay healthy is Scott Wedgwood for the sake of Jake Oettinger's legs. If he can stay healthy and give you that solid, I wouldn't even say B option, but that true backup goalie option, let's be real, because Oettinger is much more of a Vasilevsky at this point where he can carry that load through the entire season, but he needs to be limited to, I think they said 62 games, give or take. That way his body can be ready both physically and mentally for the postseason. So it's just, there are so many positives to look at on this team and say, okay, this is the guy that's going to push us to the next level. Well, no, it could be this guy. And one of those guys that I wanted to get y'all's opinion on is Nils Lundqvist. And I'm sure you've read about this. He put on 15 pounds of muscle in the offseason, but not in the way of trying to get bigger or bulkier. He did it with him keeping his speed in mind. And so he hasn't lost quickness. He hasn't lost speed. Granted, I think he played in 60 games last year. He was a healthy scratch throughout the playoffs, which I think that was a big issue in New York where he came from. He didn't really care about how he was being used in their particular system. But now we have the opportunity to basically push him up on one of those top two defensive lines if he can play well. In your eyes, Patrick, where do you see Lundqvist fitting in on this team? And do you see him being an 82-game guy?
I think we'll see. I don't know. Because his problem is not that he's not quick or that he's not a skilled skater from what I've seen. It's that he gets caught out of position and his hockey IQ is not where it needs to be relative to the skill of the players that he's tasked with defending, because the third line is going to try and be targeted by the top lines more frequently, in my opinion. But if he spent some time watching, and it sounds crazy to say, because Miro's only, what, 23, 24? But if he spent time watching Miro and the way he understands how the game flows and how aggressive while being well positioned he can play, then he could play 60 games 70 games. I don't see him playing every game, whether it's for healthy scratch reasons, he has a shorter leash, or, you know, he gets injured or hurt or dinged up like everybody does in the season.
Yeah. But
more than half of the season, I could see for sure. And I think the bottom line would probably be where I would put him. Or him and Thomas Harley might be interesting. That'd be risky because they're both very young, but that'd be some offensive firepower if you need production in a push. You essentially have five guys that can score on the ice whenever they want,
yeah,
within reason.
Well, here's the crazy stat too, Jason, before you come in. Lundqvist is 23 too. He's only 23 years old. And I think we kind of forget that because he was such a high prospect in the Rangers system that it feels like he's been in the league for a little bit longer than he has. It's also, like you said, he's going up compared against Miro Heiskanen, which is insane to even talk about. It's not, because Miro Heiskanen is a top three defender in the entire league, or defenseman in the entire league. I just looked up his age and I was like, man, I want everyone to kind of remind themselves of that throughout the season and maybe looking back on the last season. Nils Lundqvist is only 23 years old and we still have him on his entry-level contract. We're paying under $1 million for this guy to potentially be one of the top four guys to go. Yeah. And go off. You play defense. That's kind of your at-home position, as you would say, on the ice. From your vantage point, do you kind of remember looking back on Lundqvist and seeing anything that he could have worked on, kind of to maybe echo what Patrick was saying about hockey IQ? Or is there anything in particular that you think he might need to bring, aside from the fact that he did put on 15 pounds of muscle going into this season?
I mean, I think one of the biggest things to focus on is just maintaining the accuracy in your poke checks and playing the puck to where you need to. Your team's going to, you're going to mesh with your team regardless at some point. I love the way D's are kind of like set up to work with each other. When you don't really have a side, you just both know where you're supposed to be and you feed off the position of where your line mate is. So like, I love how D's kind of operate like that. Cause to me, it's just supposed to be like this fluid motion of, you know, of how it just works and how hockey just flows.
Yeah.
But
if a D drives in, you expect that either your fellow defender to slide over and that forward to slide back.
Or you just have to communicate that to them. Yeah. Like, hey, man, I'll take the puck. You take the skater. Like, and then your center should be somewhere behind, trailing the next skater behind them, and forwards coming in behind their respective skaters, too. You know, so, you know, get in where you fit in, dog.
She had G'd up from the feet up, dog.
Yeah. But no, man, I think he's going to be fine there, especially if he's putting on the pounds, man. He sounds like he's going to beef up and become the enforcer type defender, which I kind of think, you know, the Stars kind of need. The physicality has kind of been lacking since, you know, Rad's kind of left, gave us that bad boy mentality. I mean, not to say that we weren't really super physical last year, because we definitely gave it whenever we got it. So,
yeah.
We definitely held our own, but I think it's going to be nice to kind of have that size back there. Sorry for my dogs. I apologize.
I never apologize for your dogs, dog.
No, dude, we got that new one and I love him to death. He's just this lovable dog. Like he loves like all of you. He'll just lick all your hands, whether you want to or not. Like, all right, man. Like, I just wiped my ass. Leave me alone, dude. Like
sorry. That's okay. He just licked his ass, so it's
easy. Yeah. He's like,
so I just trying to clean my hands. I get it.
Just tastes like home. I guess in other news that's not on the ice or on our hands, the new Jumbotron has officially been debuted at the American Airlines Center. It's been all over social media. We posted it on our social media earlier today and it looks beautiful.
Yeah, dude, I just watched the video. When we were talking, or when you guys were talking earlier, I just literally watched the video. It was like a time lapse of it.
Yeah.
Of it going up. That thing is fucking amazing, dude.
It's going to be so great.
I got offered tickets to go tomorrow, and ooh. I should have taken them.
You didn't take them?
No, I didn't. But call I might back. Be able to get them for you guys. You guys interested in them? I might be able to get them for you.
I'm skating tomorrow. I would.
Oh, that's right. I think I'm supposed to skate tomorrow.
That's the only... I've come to the conclusion in my life, and I think I said this towards the end of last season. If I have the choice to skate or watch, I'm always going to choose to skate.
Yeah?
I just have so much fun.
See, I do that all the time, man. I always try to skate. That's why, like, Friday night games just don't drive well with me, dude. Because that's my skate night.
I get it, man. You got to jive. I do want to... I don't want to throw any rinks under the bus, but and Patrick, I apologize. This may not. This may not. Yeah. well, no, I'm not gonna throw them under the bus. But for those that are listening, that are I play on a team in a certain rink. I'll leave it at that. And this is more of a beer league thing. Is Monday night at 10:30 just the dumbest time for a beer league game? I mean, yeah. Especially when the majority of your games are on Saturdays. Let me preface it with that.
Yes.
Every game that we have had leading up to this game is on Saturday.
Wait, do you have a 10:30 game tonight?
No. Next Monday.
Okay.
And I'm not going.
About to say.
I've already literally the moment they said, "Hey, games at 10:30 next week," I said, "I'm out." Didn't even give it a thought. It's like. It's baffling. It's Patrick. It's like getting a tea time at 1:30 in the afternoon in the middle of August. And and you're like, why would we do that? Why would we subject ourselves to such things? It's the
silliest. Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Especially when you usually play at 7 a.m. when it's nice-ish. And then you just get a 1:30 tea time in the dead of summer. And yeah, so this is essentially on the same atmosphere of that. And yeah, I'm truly blown away that they think people would want to do that on a Monday night at 10:30 at night.
Yeah,
maybe that, I don't want to do much of anything.
Truly eat a bag of dicks, man.
No. During the week, it is so hard for me not to go to sleep before 10:30. It's absolutely bananas. Potassium. That's the second.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the second mention. Get your potassium in, kids.
Speaking of tickets.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
No. This was a good segue. I was going to
say, speaking of tickets, I'll probably be hitting you guys up for a few games here and there during the season, yes. Short notice, just depending on how Steve's feeling, if she doesn't want to go to one.
Noted.
I got a lot of weekdays here.
Noted. Weekdays are good for me because weekends are going to get kind of crazy here pretty soon.
Three of the first four games I have are Monday or Tuesday.
Those are probably going to be the most ideal nights.
Well, there's a lot of them, so.
Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Yeah, so ketchup, you know, doesn't have to go in the refrigerator. That's all I'm going to say. There's really not much going on with the Americans right now. I know we didn't really talk about them this episode. Mostly because they haven't announced any signings recently. But believe you me, if anyone's going to know, now it's going to be me. There is a pretty cool preseason game coming up. Last year, Shannon and I were fortunate enough to attend the preseason game for the Americans against the Tulsa Oilers on their community side rink, basically the public rink. This year, it's going to be on Friday the 13th, which is in October. Ooh. But it's going to be at the Nitech Sports Center. Yeah, spooky. It's going to be at the Nitech Sports Center in North Richland Hills, home of the Lone Star and Texas Brahmas. I believe tickets are available at allenamericans.com. If you guys are looking for something to do, want to watch some cool hockey, they are going to have pretty much extended rosters. They're going to extend some PTOs to guys that are not part of the team as of right now to see if they might be a fit. Come start of the regular season. So if you guys are looking to watch some hockey for a very affordable price in a very intimate setting, make sure to check the Allen Americans website and get some tickets for that. It's going to be a fun time for sure. Hopefully you guys can make it. I think Shannon's going to make it. I'm kind of obligated to be there now, but yeah, that's all I've got for tonight, guys. I don't know if you guys have any other topics that popped up in the old dome skis of yours, but I think we got a pretty much a wrap on it. Little bow.
I'm just ready for meaningful hockey to get here. We got 3 weeks.
That's all we need.
Same.
17 days.
Oh,
less than I was going to say, but who's counting?
Less than. Yeah.
I know we're all counting.
Yeah. And how, counting is tough. I'm not good with numbers. But yeah, it's been a while since we've all been on the podcast together. It's a pleasure per usual. I'll let Patrick lead it off and we'll call this one old rap.
Yeah. Make good choices and
shout out
stay
Shannon,
sassy
and stay moist.
And don't for any reason, even if your friends think you're a psycho for not putting your ketchup in the refrigerator, forget your Kermit tattoos. I'm right about this, and I'll die on that hill.
I appreciate the conviction.
Yeah.